Hello and welcome to Friar Jim's Graphic Novel Life. Tonight I'm going to be reviewing Disney Masters, Mickey Mouse, The Delta Dimension by Romano Scarpa. It's written and illustrated by Romano Scarpa, and if you don't know who that is, don't worry, you're about to find out. While the heyday popularity of Disney comics has waned considerably in America and Great Britain, it is alive and well on the European continent. While Karl Barks and Floyd Gottfredson left an indelible mark on the Disney landscape, others did make notable contributions, and Fantagraphics' Disney Master Series collects a small cross-section of stories from international creators, many of which are presented in English for the first time. Romano Scarpa produced much of his work for Italian magazine Topolino, which translates as Mickey Mouse, and was one of the first creators to produce original material in Italian and be translated back into English. Prior to that, Topolino primarily printed translated material from Gottfredson and Barks, but as their sources diminished, the publishers turned to indigenous creators to meet a growing demand. Having demonstrated an admiration of and wonderful aptitude for Gottfredson's Mickey, Scarpa became his Italian heir to the mouse strips and began a long association that would earn him the affectionate moniker of Mouse Maestro. He loved taking elements from Gottfredson's usually popular creations and incorporating them into his stories, and Mickey Mouse in the Delta Dimension is an excellent example. Serialized between 1959 and 1961, a few years after he started drawing Mickey, it is considered a masterpiece by Disney comic historians. By this point, Scarpa was writing and illustrating, his protege Rodolfo Cimino inking, Cimino himself going on to write Uncle Scrooge. The title story demonstrates how Scarpa built on Gottfredson's concepts. When odd weather patterns appear and Mouseton is held to ransom by a mystery villain, Mickey sets off to investigate. Scarpa introduced a Tomo Bleep Bleep, a homage to Floyd's Eager Beaver, using established characters, yet it feels simultaneously unique. In Mickey Mouse and the Bleep Bleep 15, Tomo and Mickey continue their adventures, developing a prototype rocket that suddenly attracts a lot of attention. It highlights Scarpa's dedication to constant improvement and innovation with every new strip. Scarpa's Mickey is adventurous and bold, not the serious figure familiar to American readers, a scrappy thing not afraid to clobber his nemesis Peg Leg Pete, who cackles and plots his way throughout with dark, intimidating glee. His environments are consistently fantastic, but come into their own in Mickey Mouse and the Fabulous City of Shangri-La, inspired by Frank Capra's Lost Horizon. Adapting films became a trademark of Scarpa's, and this is the best story in a book brim full of quality. His background in animation coming to the fore with grand cinematic flourishes. The entire tale is a series of subplots that all fit together like gears in a clock. Scarpa using his own character, Trudy Tubb, Pete's paramour, to facilitate ideas. It's delightful fun to watch an initially arrogant antagonist begin to panic as their confidence is chopped out from under them, their expressions clear and believable. The stories in the Delta Dimension are infused with a lifelong passion for Disney that began when Scarpa saw Snow White as a boy. His love of Mickey Mouse is infectious, and if you have never read any Disney comics before, Scarpa's work will likely woo you into a similar romance. If these tales are, as some say, from his first golden age, what delights do the other golden ages hold? Thankfully, Scorcher features again later in the Disney Master series. While this volume features in both the Disney Masters gift set and collector's box sets. The second Disney Masters book stays in Italy with Luciano Bottaro in Donald Duck, Uncle Scrooge's Money Rocket. I feel privileged to be one of the generation who still remembers all the classic Disney cartoons that were on VHS and Betamax back in the early 80s and then watched all these shows come out. So, I remember them very affectionately, even into the modern day. I still love Disney, with their Pixar work and their own stuff as well. And reading this was an absolute treat and made me fall in love with classic Disney comics again. This is absolutely fabulous. If you want to see a sample of the fantastic art, head over to www.theslingsandarrows.com, the graphic novel review site I write for. There's also plenty of other reviews about Mickey Mouse stories, and particularly Donald Duck and Uncle Scrooge stories by Carl Barks, which are absolutely fantastic. And it's a pity that the kind of those legendary American creators do overshadow the Italian ones. But Scarpa is just fantastic artist. This is just real delightful fun, and it's reviewing the entire series of Disney Masters as I am at the moment is just an absolute pleasure. And is making me fall in love with these old cartoons. They're just so much fun to read. They really make you happy when you read them, so they cheer you up all the time, and I can't recommend them enough. I realize that not everybody likes the things that I like, and so when I write a review, this is an independent review. This is my opinion, and so you're very, very welcome to disagree with me. I'm just presenting another option, another idea. I don't sell Gottfredson and Bach's work short at all. It's absolutely brilliant. But I do really love Scarpa's energy and his passion for Mickey Mouse. So when you do go over to the slingsandarrows.com, if you see something you don't like, please remember it's our opinion. We may not like the stuff you like. Some of us love superheroes and some of us love Mickey Mouse, but personally, I try to keep an open mind. Every time I come to a comic or a series, if there's something I'm not sure I'm going to like, I'm happy to be pleasantly surprised by what's there. And so I try and approach every single book I review with an open mind, expect to be surprised by it, and occasionally I'm not. And what thrills somebody else might not thrill me, and what thrills me won't thrill somebody else. But with respect, do go over and see. You can also click through on the website if you would like to try and buy this for yourself. Absolutely fantastic. Really, this is a cure for depression on a rainy day, and I can't recommend it enough. I'll be back later in the week to do the second book of the Disney Masters, since I love them so much so, and they've just been released. They're brand new, come out this year, just a few months ago. So, yeah, head through, and I look forward to seeing you later on. Goodbye.